This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We are in the first full week of June Dairy Month, a special month for the dairy industry with a lot of history and tradition. So this week we salute the dairy industry and the thousands of dairy farmers who feed the nation and the world with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum will talk about June Dairy Month, and many of our consumers will be well aware that June is Dairy Month here in the United States. Interestingly, Bill, this initiation started back in the 1930s, back when cows were basically on pasture. And of course, with all the rains we tend to get in springs, we have lots of lush pasture. Farmers will tend to try to feed cows better and have a lot of pasture, and therefore we had a lot of milk to market as far as that goes. So June Dairy Month was an attempt to try to increase sales and marketing of dairy products. We fast forward now to 2019, and for many of us, you're going to see lots of new ads, coupons for dairy products to try new innovative dairy products out there on the marketplace as far as that goes. If you're here in the Midwest, you're going to hear about what they call breakfast on the farm, in which many dairy farms in each of the various counties, Wisconsin and Michigan, are very big into this area, in which they will sponsor on each county kind of a breakfast on the farm where consumers can go out and see the dairy farm, see how animals are handled, how cows are milked, and have a very nice breakfast for a very nominal charge as far as that goes as well. Certainly you're going to see in newspapers recipes, new recipes to try innovative ways to use some of the dairy products out there as well. And certainly it'll be an exciting time. So it's kind of a consumer-focused June Dairy Month as far as that goes. For our listeners, dairying is big business here in the United States. We have about 37,468 dairy farms in 2018, which is the last data we have, and that's down about 6.8%, really reflecting the financial challenges our dairy industry is facing over the last 4.5 years. The average herd size is 251 cows. New Mexico usually leads that with close to nearly 2,200 carry cows on each of their farms there in New Mexico. Here in the U.S., we have about 9.4 million dairy cows, and that's good news and bad news. Good news that we get lots of milk production. The bad news is we have too many cows right now in the United States. In other words, we just cannot utilize all the dairy products that are coming out there, and as a result, production is down. The number one state in terms of cows still continues to be California. The leader in milk production continues to be Michigan. They average 26,340 pounds of milk. The national average is 23,149. So Michigan dairy producers are producing about 10% more milk than the national average. And, of course, that's a huge indicator of profitability and competition as far as that goes. The average dairy farm markets, believe it or not, Bill, 5.8 million pounds of milk. So obviously dairying is big business here. In terms of dairy products, we drink about less than a third of the milk. So basically, we are now seeing some turnaround on that, primarily because we're seeing the flavored chocolate milk coming into schools, which really enhances student consumption of milk products. And in a renewed interest in whole milk, because the extra fat ends up being a plus in dairy diets. We consume almost 50% of our dairy products as cheese, and we know we have it on sandwiches, our pizzas, and other places there as well. Butter is up about 20%, and it's because, again, the favorable research now looking at the advantage of animal fats, and yogurt continues to do well. So the good news, we have new dairy products coming out, new combinations, consumers, all kinds of choices, different levels of fat, different levels of protein, different levels of lactose out there in the marketplace as well, different kinds of cheeses for different functions out there. So our take-home message for June Dairy Month is consumers have lots of choices and are winners because they have a very safe, very economical, and variable sources of dairy products for their diet. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
The USDA's monthly benchmark milk price has reached the highest level in over a year and a half. The May Federal Order Class 3 price was announced at $16.38 per hundredweight. More on that Monday with FC Stone's Dave Krzyzewski. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.